Praise God. Let's stay standing for a moment. We're going to go to prayer. But I've got to tell you, the praise reports that are coming in from the Feed New York churches is just astounding what God is doing. That when Kate Hughes, who heads up Feed New York, got back from Christmas vacation, their inbox was jam-packed with what she thought were requests and turned out to be praise reports. In one church, I've been reading some of them. One church is stand-up room only. One church texted in and said, we've fed 220 people so far. These are generally smaller inner-city churches. We've led 20 people to Christ, brand-new Christians. And another congregation is entering into a 21-day time of prayer. They've never fasted before as a church, but the Lord put on their heart. Now, it's not a full fast for 21 days, but a partial fast every day and prayer meetings for 21 days, praying for the community with faith, believing God to reach their community. These are the things that are happening. I got a praise report this morning of a legal firm here in the city, and one or more of the lawyers there are Christian, and they asked for a room to pray. And this week, as I'm told, if I have it correctly, I was told today 11 showed up. Actually, that's not completely true. 12 showed up. God came to the prayer meeting. I want to issue a challenge. This is what I want us to pray about tonight. How many here would be willing to pray about the courage in your workplace to go to your boss? Now, you walk under authority and say, listen, I'll tell you what I'd like to do. If you could give me just a room in whatever kind of a place it is you work in, and it could be just a broom closet, depending on how big it is, but if you'll just give me a room, I'd like to go into that room on my lunch hour, and I'd like to invite everybody who wants to join with me. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for your family. I want to pray for the families of this business. I want to pray for your success as a business. And as a corporation, and you know, and whatever else the Lord puts on your heart. And I don't see anybody getting turned down. If you want to go in and say, I want to pray for you, I want to pray for your family, I want to pray God bless your children, I want to pray that this business prosper, I just feel a burden to pray. And how many are willing to? Now, if the boss says no, then it's no. Then you just pray to yourself. But if he or she says yes, you'd be surprised how many are willing. This is a moment. We're in a moment in history right now. And you and I think you're beginning to sense it in your heart. You're hearing something that I'm hearing. This is a moment of the miraculous. I'm still in awe of a letter I was given. Now, I can't verify in a sense that this is going to happen, but I will tell you what the letter says. And I don't know, do I dare even say this? I mean, it looks like you want to hear it? Well, anybody here ever heard of the New York Mets? Well, we've been invited to lead a one-hour prayer meeting at MetLife Stadium after a baseball game this coming spring. Now, the details of that still have to be worked out. And they're willing to invite everybody at the game to stay for 1 hour of prayer. They heard about Feed New York, and they want to focus, I think, on Feed New York. And so I'm going to be asking this whole church to go to a ball game. And I want you to sit there, if it works out, and you sit next to every beer drinking drunk at the baseball game. And you say, I want you to stay and for 15 minutes and pray. We're going to pray after the game. We're going to salt the whole stadium with believers and say, listen, just stay. And you're not going to believe what God's going to do in your life if you'll just stay and pray. I'm believing this. I have the letter, so it looks like this is legitimate. I'm hoping it's going to work out. But if it does, it's unprecedented. Where in history have you ever heard about anything quite like this? I think they want to make it potentially an annual event, a praying in the stadium for the future of New York City. So thank God. Thank God for that. So if it does happen, well, we praise God for it. We're not putting all our apples in one basket, but the Lord's just opening doors that only God can open. And as He opens them, we're going to go through. We're going to be respectful of the people that are making the effort to make this happen. And we're going to pray. And we're going to believe God for this city. We're going to believe God for care and compassion in the city. We're going to believe for the churches. We're going to believe for our youth. We're going to believe God. We're going to stand up and we're going to believe God. We're going to believe for every beer drinking drunk at the baseball game to find Christ as Savior. We're going to believe God. We're going to believe God. You and I are going to stand and we're going to say, Lord, you're a God of the miraculous. But let's let it start in our own workplace. And it might be difficult to do this, but if I believe that the favor of God is on this moment in history. And if you're not obnoxious and are respectful and hopefully have been a good employee and one that your boss thinks, you know, could potentially have your prayers answered. And, you know, if you've not been a good employee, it might not be the best thing to ask. If you've been a complainer and you're stirring everybody up and you're talking about lawsuits and court things, and probably best to pray to yourself at that point. But if you have lived as a Christian and you have a good testimony, this is a good time. This is an open window. And God will give you wisdom. So I just want to pray for you. I'm burdened to pray for you. You'd be shocked at the response. People are tired. They're weary. They're scared of the future. They're afraid of their businesses folding. And I don't think there's anybody would turn that down. You know, I think you're safe on safe ground in this. And so I'm going to ask Pastor Patrick to lead us. And let's pray. We need the courage and strength of one another. Why don't you join 5-6 people around you? And let's pray for the courage to ask in whatever public place you happen to be in or work in, for the courage to ask to begin to start a prayer meeting in your lunch hour for your coworkers.
We pray for one another, God, tonight. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you that you've never asked us to do anything in our own strength, God. But you sent your Holy Spirit to empower us. You said, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you shall be my witnesses. God, we just thank you that, look, you're the one that makes us a witness. You're the one that has made us a light, a testimony in this generation. A contrast, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your Spirit that lives within us, Lord. Holy Spirit, we avail ourselves to you, and we ask that you would baptize us afresh and anew tonight with your love and your compassion and your heart for those around us that need to yet know you, Lord. We pray, O God, Lord, for the boldness to take a stand for you, the boldness, the courage, Lord, to take a stand, O God. Lord, I'm reminded of the disciples, Lord, and how they were threatened and beaten, Lord, and told not to speak anymore in your name. But then they got together and they began to pray. And your word says that place was shaken and the Holy Spirit came down, Lord. Lord, and the disciples, Lord, the believers were filled with boldness, Lord, and you began to work miracles, Lord. We thank you, God, that you are in control of all things. Nothing happens without you knowing, Lord. Nothing happens, nothing escapes your gaze, God. Lord, you've planted us where we are. You've planted us in the communities we live in. You've planted us in the schools that we attend. You've planted us in the families that we're a part of. Lord, you've planted us, Lord, where we are working, where we're employed. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord, that you've placed us in these particular locales, these particular workplaces. And so, God, you have a plan. Your plan is in effect. Your plan is moving forward. Your truth is marching on even through our lives and the lives of other believers that are there around us that we don't even know yet. And so, God, we ask that you cause the believers in our workplaces, the believers in our communities, the believers in our schools to begin to come together, God, and take a stand for you and to begin to pray and believe you to work a miracle, to do the miraculous, to do what only you can do. Spirit of the living God, we cry out to you this night. We cry out to you, Lord. We cry out to you. You said, pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And so, Father, we pray, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done, Lord. Lord, here on earth, here in our workplaces, here in our communities, here in our schools, here in our homes, God, as it is in heaven, oh God. Glorify your name in this generation. Glorify your name in the midst of your people. Let God arise and let your enemies be scattered. Let the powers of hell bow before you, Lord. We thank you tonight. We believe you. We believe you for the boldness. We believe you for the power. We believe you for the anointing. We believe you for the courage. We believe you, Lord, to do what only you can do. God, this is your house. This is your church. This is your body. This is your work. You came to seek and save the lost. And so, God, we're believing you, Lord, tonight. We pray in faith, Lord, knowing that you will do what you always have done, that you will cause us to stand for you. We thank you for the word we heard this past Sunday. God, a word, Lord, encouraging us, stirring our hearts, directing us, leading us, causing us to hope and to believe that you will cause every dry bone, God, to live, that you'll cause the dry bones, Lord, to live, that you can indeed breathe on dead and dry places and cause there to be life. Breathe on our communities. Breathe, Holy Spirit, on our workplaces. Breathe on our families. Breathe on our campuses. Breathe, oh God. Spirit of the living God, breathe on us. Breathe, come from the four winds. Spirit of God, come from the four winds and breathe on all the dry bones. Breathe on every area of death. Breathe in our workplaces, our communities, our schools. Breathe on these locales and let there be life. Let life spring forth. Let life spring forth. God, I'm reminded of Ezekiel and the vision he saw of a river, Lord, that began to flow, and wherever that river flowed, your word says, Lord, there was life. Life began to spring forth. Lord, on both sides of the river, we ask that the river of God, the Holy Spirit, the river of your word would flow, Lord, in our lives, in our homes, in our communities, in our schools, in our workplaces. Let your river flow. Let the river of life flow, oh God. Lord, that we would see life, that we will see faith, that we will see healing. Then we will see miracles. You are the God of miracles. You're still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, there is nothing impossible for you. And so, God, tonight we believe you to do the impossible. We believe you to do what only you can do. That you will save. Open the floodgates of heaven. Open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain, oh God. Let it rain. Let it rain, oh God. Let it rain on our workplaces. Let it rain, Lord, on our communities. Let it rain in our schools. Let it rain, oh God, on our homes. Let it rain, God, let it rain. Spirit of God, come. Come, oh God. Come, Jesus. You said, pray, let the Spirit and the bride say, come. God, we say, come, oh God. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Here on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb. We bless you tonight, God. We give you the highest praise. We give you the glory for what you're going to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We bless you tonight. We praise you, God. We glorify your name. We believe your report. We believe the report of the Lord. We believe that all the dry bones around us can live, as we heard on Sunday morning. That you can cause an exceeding great army to begin to arise in this generation. That you'll cause your church to arise. That you'll cause your people to arise. Lord, you're causing us to arise, to come together, and to believe you as your body, that there is nothing you can't do. That you are God and God alone. That you are on the throne. That the devil doesn't get the last word. You get the last word. You get the last word, oh God. God, we honor you tonight. And Lord, we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. We believe you, Lord, to open our eyes, to see opportunity, to see the window, to see the door. Lord, an effectual fervent. Lord, a door that's been opened to us, oh God. We trust you for the grace to walk through the door. We thank you for boldness like we've never had. Lord, we thank you for courage. We thank you for an anointing of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for an authority that comes with the anointing. God, to speak a word in season, to pray in season, Lord, and to know that you're leading and you're directing us. God, we exalt you tonight, and we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. Hallelujah. Give him a shout of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Let's stand up and praise him tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. Praise God. I'd like to begin tonight by thanking God for the Times Square Church. I want to thank God for our pastors, for the elders. Thank God for the choir. Thank God for all of you, the whole staff. Let's thank God tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your church. Thank you for this family. Thank you, God. The Bible says one will chase the thousand, two 10,000. Can you imagine the power there is in a crowd like this to praising God? Thank you, Jesus. Let's give him the glory tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for touching this city. Thank you. Thank you, God, for raising up this church. Thank you for its founder, Dave Wilkerson. Thank you for our pastor, our senior pastor, and all the pastors and the elders. Thank you for the choir. Thank you for the workers. Thank you for all these wonderful people and those that aren't even here tonight. Thank you for them. Now, God, touch this city. Let the power come down. Move this city. Have your way. Send revival. Thank you for it, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for increasing our faith. Thank you, God, for what you're going to do. Hallelujah. Help us to believe you, Father. Help us to not waver, but to believe strong in faith and see what God will do. Praise God. Say to someone next to you, God is going to do great things. Great things. Great things. Greater than we know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Now I want you to turn to one of my favorite parts of the whole Bible, and that's Psalm 91. Praise God. Hallelujah. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. That's from the traps of the enemy. Bird traps, traps that Satan sets for us. And from the perilous pestilence. Now listen to this fourth verse. He, God, shall cover you with His feathers. Do you ever thank God for His feathers? He's going to cover you with His feathers. That's what I'm going to talk about tonight. The wonderful feathers of God. He's got feathers. He'll cover you with His feathers. Under His wings, you'll take refuge. His truth will be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flieth by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. You won't be afraid of any of these things. 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it won't come near you. Only with your eyes you shall look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. No evil shall befall you, nor any plague come near your dwelling. For He'll give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They'll bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You'll tread on lions and cobras, young lions and serpents. You'll trample them under your feet, because He set His love upon me. I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he's known my name. He shall call upon me. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I'll satisfy him and show him my salvation. Praise God. He shall cover me with his feathers. Thank God for God's wonderful feathers. God's feathers. Thank God for his feathers. Let's thank him for his feathers. God, David was raised out in taking care of sheep, a shepherd boy. So he saw nature, and he saw these mother birds taking care of their young, and he saw some of these large birds. Now, I was raised in the country. For 12 years, I lived in the country down south. I was born in Connecticut and spent most of my life here, but I spent 12 years there as a young boy. And we had chickens during the Depression. We ate chickens. We had the eggs. We lived with the chickens. We had about 100 chickens in our yard. And I will never forget seeing those mother hens when there was a little fowl or something foreign coming around, making a certain noise, and all those little chicks come, and she just put her feathers over those chickens. And she got brave. All of a sudden, this hen was brave. And she was taking care of those and covering her with his feathers. So King David saw this and he said, God has feathers. God will cover me with his feathers. And God's feathers. Can you imagine what one feather of God would do for you? Just one feather. What are his feathers? His feathers are his promises. His feathers is his word. You just get one of his promises, one of his feathers, and use it. Praise God. It'll cover you. There's nothing going to go through that feather when you're covered with God's feather. I carried this particular verse here where it says, and no evil, verse 10. I took this feather, verse 10, the feather of verse 10. No evil shall befall you. After I got saved about a year, I had a terrible spirit of fear come on me. I don't know if anybody here has ever bothered with fear. I had a terrible fear come over me. I the psychiatrists give you all kinds of reasons. Well, I know what the reason was. It was the devil. You don't need to study any further than that. And it was right straight out of hell. And I had this spirit of fear overtake me suddenly. Satan put a spirit of fear on me, and I battled this for about over a year, and I would take this one feather number 10, it was the 9110, and I took that feather, and I put it in my pocket, I took it, I carried that word with me, no evil shall befall you, and I had faith in it, and I prayed, and I win, and then the fear would come back, and I battled that for about a year and a half, 2 years, and then it left, but I won. I won over, and I won with that feather. One feather. I carried that feather on my pocket. I put it in my pocketbook. I took that verse and put it in my pocketbook. And then years later, I took the whole book of Psalms and put it in my pocket. And now I carry the New Testament, the Psalms, and the whole thing. Praise God. I kept adding feathers to it, you know. Praise God. More. And taking it because one. I fought with that one verse. I'd quote that verse. I carried it with me. I lived with it. And I defeated that devil. And at the end of that time, I had become a different person. The battle, I became stronger. It changed me, fighting the devil. But I fought him with that feather. And if you'll take a feather, whatever it is, if you've got fear tonight, anybody in here ever battled with fear? Am I the only one that ever had that? Let's see your hand. Anybody ever had fear? Fear of certain things. Satan will put that fear on you. Fear of losing your job. Fear of finances. Fear of sickness. Fear of all kinds of fears. Satan is just full of fear. But he said, no evil shall befall you. And Satan would try to put that fear that something terrible was going to happen to me. And I quoted that verse and I took that feather and put that feather in the face of Satan. And I want you to know I won. I became a strong man. After that, I was in the ministry, and God helped me and blessed me. And I began to find out that God's word is what you need. This is filled with the feathers of God, His promises. His promises are His feathers, God's wonderful feathers. One feather, one word of God will stand. All of hell cannot penetrate the word of God. Get the word into you. Get the feathers into your soul. Get the promises into you. Get that truth into you and fight the enemy with him. And those feathers will protect you from whatever it is. It is incredible, the promises that he makes in this book. But you need the word. You need these promises. You need to be covered with his feathers. When Satan will come in all kinds of trickery ways to put you under, to put you down, to bring defeat into you, to bring sickness, to bring sorrow, to bring problems, and to put you under. But I want you to know the feathers of God, if you'll take them and live under them and live with them and let them be in you, that you will defeat the devil every single time. And you'll come out victorious. Hallelujah. Now, the word, this promises, this word are his feathers. These are his feathers. And you have to honor the word. Get the word in you. Now, there's nothing magical about my carrying the book. I'm not going to say that's not it. But I did it to keep reminding me of the promises. Remind me of his feather. Remind me of his word, that it'll keep you, and the truth of this word. Now, the Bible says, and this is the truth, heaven and earth will pass away. This whole earth can pass, and all of heaven can pass, but not one comma, not one period, not one hypha, not one syllable in this book will ever fail. It is eternal. His feathers are forever and ever, and they never fail, and they will never pass away. And one feather is bigger than the whole world. Hallelujah. Amen. Get the word into you. Let me share a prayer. I pray every day over the word. I want you to pray over it. Pray over this word. Pray over it. Ask God, help me to love your book. Help me to love the word of God. Help me to enjoy it. Because if you don't enjoy it, you're not going to read it much. If you really enjoy it, you'll read it. So ask God to help me love the book, enjoy the book, to love your word, love it. Help me, God, to meditate on it, to take time with it. Help me to honor the word. Now, where is it in your, is the word in your life? Where do you place the word? Where do you place it? Above television, above other newspapers, above sports, above whatever? Honor the word. Put the word up at the top. Put the word at the top in your life. Honor the word. Honor the word. Before you read other things, read the word. Pray over it. And then ask God, help me to be filled with your word. Let it overtake my thought life. Let the word and the truth of these promises overtake my thought life. Let me be filled with the word. Then pray that I might understand your word. God, help me to understand it. Open my mind to understand this book, to get a hold of the word. And then help me, God, to understand it, then give me strength to believe it. Let me believe these promises. Help me to believe what I read, to believe what you said. Take all doubt and fear out of me. Let me be a believer in your promises, and let me trust your word. Help me to put strength in it, confidence, to take your feathers and with confidence cover my life with your feathers, and to be filled with it, and then to praise God, and then let me walk out the word. Let me live out the word. Let me walk it out, and let me talk the word. Let me speak the word, think the word, talk the word, live the word, and let me spread the word. Hallelujah. And let me let light shine out of my life, because as the word shines out of you and show, folks see the light through you, the word comes over. And let my life be in subjection to it. And let me praise God, and then give me faith to put feathers over my family, put the feathers of God over my children, that I might see them come into your fold. Hallelujah. And you know, take just one feather. Praise God. Just put one feather over them. Hallelujah. It'll do the job. Hallelujah. Praise God. And here's what he says. Praise God. And he says, because you have made the Lord your refuge, your habitation. The only way you can abide in him is abiding in his word. That's how you abide in his presence and make him your habitation, is through his word. And then he says, no evil will befall you. No plague will come near you. He'll give his angels charge over you. They'll keep you. They'll bear you up. They'll carry you. You'll walk on lions. You can, lions, the word, the most powerful thing the enemy has is represented there. The most powerful forces of hell cannot harm you. You'll step on them. The snakes, the cobras, you'll walk on them. And serpents, and you'll trample them under your feet, because you are in the promises and the feathers are on you. Hallelujah. He will set his love over you, and he'll deliver you. And when Satan grabs you, he'll deliver you. He'll take you out of his hand. He'll hold you. He'll keep you. He'll set you on high, because you know him through his word. You will pray. You will call, and when you pray, your prayers will be answered. You will put the feathers over your family. You'll put the feathers over the loved ones and over whoever God puts into your heart to pray for. You'll put the feathers over the church and over the pastor and over the workers, and I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. So get the word, get the feathers, and be covered with it and live it out. Hallelujah. And God will bless you and make you a blessing, and the light will shine, and no plan of Satan will prosper. You will defeat every plan of the devil, every trick, and every plan that he has. You will be victorious. Hallelujah. God has called you to victory. There's no defeat in Jesus. No defeat. Hallelujah. He'll turn it all around for you. Get it. Get a hold of it. Love it. Be filled with it. Praise God. And walk under his feathers. Praise God. Nothing can go through those feathers. No devil can't get through those feathers. Hallelujah. You know how powerful the promises of God are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God loves you, and he wants you to be filled with him and be filled with his word. Powerful. Powerful. Now, read consistently. Don't start in the Old Testament. Learn the New Testament first. Get this New Testament and then add the Old to it. But get this word into you. And this, the church here has it, a weekly reading program. It has it in the bulletin. It has it for the month, every week. And you'll go through the New Testament. You'll go through the Psalms. You'll go through the Proverbs consistently. You'll go through it. Don't just jump around and grab it. Get the feathers organized and covering your life. Get the feathers straightened out over your life so there's no holes. There's no way for the enemy to get there. Get covered with it. Hallelujah. And walk in power and see the great things that God will do in these last days. He's going to raise up a people, and he's raising up this church, and he's raising us up to be powerful, to step on the serpents and to walk on the enemy and the lions and the dragons. We'll trample under our feet and rise up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you, everyone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and show him my salvation. Bless God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. These words are so true. It's so true that when you and I get into the Word of God, that's why when we begin these Tuesday night prayer meetings, we're going through a chapter of Scripture and just praying it through line by line and letting it work itself deep into our heart. And when you do that, you will begin to love the Word of God. And your devotional time will not be boring. It will be alive because you realize that these words created the universe. These words have the power to call life out of death. These words have the power to protect me. These words have the power to change us, to make us into the people that God has destined us to be. These words create boundaries that we need to walk in by the strength of God. These words tell us what to get out of and what to get into and show us where life is. These words give us protection and provision. And we read, for example, in Psalms at about 6 o'clock this evening, says the king scatters away wickedness just with his eyes. And we realized as we prayed that verse through that Christ is the king. He sits on the throne. And he sees every devil of hell coming against us. And there's such a war that goes on all the time around us. And Jesus just looks. And the devil's been around long enough to know that he's got to get his tail out of there. When the lion turns and looks at him, it's a very short distance for a lion to pounce on you once you've caught his attention. And Satan knows. And the king is on that throne. And we're so encouraged even by that one verse of Scripture tonight to know that if we're walking with God, he sees us, and he sees what's attacking us. When we get to heaven, no wonder if we have such a thing as a crown, we will throw that at the feet of Jesus. When suddenly we see and understand how we have been protected, how we have been covered, how he has fought for us, how he has delivered us from our enemies, how it's so wonderful to be in such a kingdom with such promises over us. I want us to take a moment. We're going to stand. And when we stand tonight, let's pray that God Almighty, would you help me? Would you help me to believe your promises for me? No matter what you're facing tonight, whatever it is that the devil was trying to tell you, you're not going to get through this, you're not going to see the victory in this. These are lies. The Word of God is truth. And there's a promise. You can't think of a situation in life that there's not a promise that God has made to cover that situation. If it's your children, if it's your family, if it's your mind, it's your future, if your past is troubling you, there's a promise in the Word of God for each one of these things. And you have to learn to stand on these promises of God. Brother Crandall and I had a very similar experience. As a young Christian, I battled 9 years of fear. Most of you know that. But I had only a partial promise. I had a half a feather, Brother Crandall. And if God be for us, who could be against us? I had a half a feather. And I stood on that. I was just a young Christian, but it was a promise of God in my life. And I stood on that promise, and that was sufficient. And I stood against the devil himself, who had had his way in my life for over 9 years, destroying me, destroying my ability to enjoy life even. And I stood in the strength of that one promise and saw all of hell in my life defeated in a moment of time. And you can do that. You simply believe what God said. And stand in the strength of that promise. And tonight, I want us to stand and believe for the people that are close to us, especially for our families. And I know there's a lot of family struggle in this society, because the devil has run like a steamroller over this society. And that many of you have been the victims of the pain of that, in whether or not you're the recipient of it or you even created it through circumstances in your life. But I tell you that God is the restorer. He is the restorer of everything the devil has taken out of our lives. He has the ability to bring it back. He has the ability to touch our children. I believe that with all my heart. Your children could be living in Timbuktu tonight. He can touch them. You're praying in New York City. They don't even know you're here. They might not even know you're saved. But you pray and God can touch your children. Suddenly the thought comes into their mind to start walking with God. They don't even know where it came from. The thought comes into their heart to maybe contact you, and they haven't for years. We've had that happen in this church. People start praying for their children, hadn't seen them for years. Suddenly the phone rings, a letter comes in the mail, and the Lord begins to restore that which the moth and the cankerworm have eaten. This is the God that we serve. And we can expect miracles when we pray. I do every time I pray. And I know, I believe many of you are. We're not part of a natural kingdom. We're part of a supernatural kingdom. And you and I can believe for miracles when we pray. We can believe for God to do what only God can do. And that's what gives us a testimony and a song and faith for the future and a word for this generation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God sometimes we don't have it all together. We'd be obnoxious to the nth degree. Nobody would be able to live with us. We'd be telling everybody how to do everything. But the fact that we're such a mess means that you and I have to come to God. God has to do a miracle, and that becomes our testimony. I'm going to ask Elder Jerry if you would come and lead us in a prayer. And we're going to stand and believe God for the promise that you need to win the victory in your situation. Let's do that right now. Could you please stand? And then Brother Jerry, if you could come and lead us in prayer. And remember, don't sit on the prayer meeting at any time. I know you don't in this church, but you've got to lift your voice up to God. We can't do this for you. You've got to believe for your situation.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, Lord, it's impossible for you not to take care of us because that's what you promised. Lord, that's your word to us. And God, we believe. We believe tonight. And Lord, we're asking right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you'd let faith arise in the hearts of everybody in your house tonight. Let faith arise in the hearts, God, to believe that your promise for them is true. That your promise right now is true. God, let faith arise in our hearts that we serve a miracle God. And the Lord, right now when we pray, right now when we pray, we believe that you're not only answering us, but you're moving heaven on our behalf. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God, we do serve a miracle God, and you are a supernatural God, and you do the miraculous, and you do the supernatural on our behalf, because that's your word, and we believe it, God. We're asking right now, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, by your Spirit, move over us right now. Move among the aisles of this church right now, God. Move among the lives of everybody in these walls, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we believe that your promises over us are true. The promises and the word that you've spoken over us is true. The feathers that you've given us are true. They protect us. And God, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let every cry of the heart come before you right now. The cry for our families, the cry for our finances, the cry for our health, the cry for our neighbors, the cry for those lost around us, God. Answer our prayers tonight. God, let every person here, Lord, their specific prayer come before you right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, church, pray. Ask God right now in the name of Jesus to respond to the cry of your heart. He's God. He's God. His arm is not short. Oh, God, your voice is not silent over us, Lord. Your heart is wide open to us, God. Lord, we believe you, and we believe tonight in the name of Jesus. Help us. Help us, God. Help us to believe in the promises of God. Help us to believe right now that the promise you've given us, even those years ago, Lord, it's not faded. It's still alive in your sight. It's still for us today, God. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your word is true. Your promises are true. We're your children. We're your church. We belong to God. We belong to you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we stand against our enemy. We stand against our enemy, and we ask that you rebuke the enemy on our behalf right now. Hold your hand against the darkness that would try to invade our lives in Jesus' name. God, let hope come alive tonight. Let hope in our future, hope in the promises of God, be made alive to us right now. Be made real in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, you saved us. How can you not provide for us? You saved us out of darkness. How can you not provide for us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We believe in the name of the Lord. We believe in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Your name over us, God. Your name over us, Lord, is wonderful. You are mighty to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, how can you not take care of us? How can you not take care of us? You saved us. Hallelujah. This is why you came, Lord. And we believe you. We believe you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, let no life leave here tonight without knowing that you've answered their prayer. The confidence in our hearts, God. Touch every life, Lord. Every life, Lord God. Every life in these walls, in Jesus' name. Everybody who's listening right now, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We believe in your name. We believe in your name. You're the only name that we have, Lord. The confidence of the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless us tonight. Bless us now, God. Bless us with your peace, the peace of your presence. In your presence, there is light. In your presence, there is victory. In your presence, there is answered promise. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Please remain standing. Praise God. We're going to go to prayer for our prayer request tonight. But before we do that, testimony here. A woman, a mother, requested prayer for her son who lost his job and had been looking for employment for the past 6 months. He has a wife and two young children. The same week we prayed, he received phone calls from two employers. He has been interviewed and accepted employment at the same rehab hospital where he started out in New York, where he met his wife. Hallelujah. God is so wonderfully awesome. And then there's another one again for employment. And praise God, he answered prayer. Two people praying for employments. They brought the prayer requests here and believed God and the Lord has worked. He's provided. Amen. And so tonight we're going to go to prayer in faith. How many of you have prayer request cards tonight? If you have them, would you hold them up real high? Hold them up real high so those around you can see them. Hold them up real high here on the main floor, up in the balcony, also in the annex. And those who don't have prayer request cards, please look around you for those who do and begin to gather around them. Gather around them tonight. They're going to share with you the name of the person that they're praying for and what the request is. And then we'll go to prayer on behalf of these who've entrusted us with their prayer requests. Okay. So please step out of your seat right now, cross the aisles, gather around those who have the cards. Those who have the cards, please hold them up again. Hold them up real high so those around you can see them here on the main floor up in the balcony. Cross the aisles, get out of your seat if you can, and go to those who do have them. Let them share with you the name and the need, and then go immediately to prayer and believe God in faith to answer these prayer requests. Hallelujah. 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 God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for answering prayer. We thank you, Lord, for meeting every one of these needs. God, we thank you in advance. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the praise reports that are going to come as a result of answered prayer tonight. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing even now as we pray. Lord, that you're moving. God, that you're moving in this hour. Lord, that you're answering our prayers. Oh, God, on behalf of these needs, we worship you tonight. We exalt you tonight. We exalt you, Lord. We bless you tonight for what you're doing. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We exalt you tonight for what you're doing, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you're moving even now as we prayed, oh God. You're moving in the midst of every situation that's been lifted up to you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. And God, we look with expectantly, Lord, with an expectation for what you're going to do, oh God, in answer to prayer. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Bless him tonight. Begin to give him praise tonight. He said, prayer, supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight when you leave, I want to encourage you to grab more of these and begin to hand them out. And believe God and watch what he'll do as he begins to open doors and melts hearts before you. Hallelujah. In answer to prayer. The Lord bless you tonight. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
If you could be seated just for 1 minute, please. And I want to ask, as everyone is seated, for those who need a miracle tonight. Now, before you stand, I'm going to ask people who need a miracle. There's no way out of your situation. And before you stand, though, I'm going to ask you a question. If God gives you your miracle, will you give him glory for it? You remember Hannah came into the house of the Lord in a desperate situation in her life, and she needed a miracle. She was barren. She had no capability of producing life. And all of those attempts had failed. But she did say this, Lord, if you will do this in me, I will bring this back for your glory. And the human tendency we have, when God blesses us, our human tendency is to go our way with the blessing and forget about God. And to go down the road and enjoy the blessing until our next crisis erupts and then we come back again. But God, I believe, is looking for people who simply are willing to say, Lord, I will bring this back for your glory. I will speak about it. Lord, I will tell others about it. I will let this be a testimony for you. When you bring me through what I need to get through, or you do in me what needs to be done. I believe we're living in a season of miracles. I really honestly do. That the Lord wants to answer prayer, and it always begins in the house of God among his people. And so tonight, if you need a miracle and are willing to bring the answer back for the use of God's glory when he touches you. Whether it's just a testimony, you just keep telling it, whatever it is. You say, I'm not going to get my miracle and run away. I'm going to get the miracle that God promises me, and I'm going to bring it back for his glory. If you need a miracle tonight, there's no other way out. Would you just stand right now, wherever you are? And we're all going to pray for you. This is truly a divine moment. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you that you put this thought in my heart sitting here in prayer. We're not leading this meeting by the flesh. We're leading it by you, Holy Spirit, leading us. And so, Lord, I'm asking you in Jesus' name, Lord, to produce life where there's no life, to open a door where there's no way out, and to open a door where there's no way in. Lord, to do what only can be done by the hand of God. I ask you to bring healing into bodies that have been given a diagnosis that there's no hope and there's no future. Lord, we don't need fanfare. We need faith. And I believe you with all my heart. I have seen you work miracle after miracle. I've known it in my own life. I've seen it in my own family. I thank you, Lord, that tonight we are standing at the throne of God. And we're standing for one reason. We want to be a people to give glory to you, Lord Jesus. You are the healer. You are the deliverer. You are the provider. You are the husband. You are the father. You are the brother. You are the friend. You are the warrior. You are the lion of the tribe of Judah. Lord God, you are the one who defeats our enemies. You cover us in our struggles. You give us victory when there's no hope and there's no way out. That's who you are. That's what you do. But Lord God, we can't promise much to you. But Lord, tonight, we at least have an earnest desire that when you touch us, we will not be quiet about it. We will tell others what you have done. We will bring others to the house of God. We will open our mouths in praise to you. We will pray. Hannah brought Samuel back to the house of God, and this became one of the most divine moments in that period of history. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for miracles tonight. I thank you for healings. I thank you for deliverances. I thank you, Lord, for people being released from torment in the mind. I thank you, Lord, this is a moment, this is a divine moment when many stop being dragged down by their past and by regret and by a sense of hopelessness for the future. I thank you, Lord, for healing bodies that have been told there's no healing. I thank you for driving away cancers and AIDS, Lord, tonight, and diabetes, Lord, and things in our bodies that cannot, will not be healed apart from the touch of God. Thank you for healing hepatitis tonight. Thank you, Lord, for doing what only you can do. Thank you, Lord, for that one, Lord, who's been crying out for a child and can't bear. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for the miracle of new birth and new life. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the giftings of the Holy Spirit, lifting us out of weakness and bringing us into the strength of our Christ and our Savior. Thank you for raising us up as a living testimony, not just a verbal testimony, a living testimony of the reality of God in Christ Jesus having come to us. Thank you for the miracles of the cross becoming ours. Thank you, God, that we no longer have to read by His stripes that we are healed. We will live by His stripes that we are healed. Thank you for a song and power and victory and hope and newness of character and newness of life. Thank you, Lord, for the old things passing away and all things becoming new. Thank you, Lord, for the old fruit of death dying and being buried and the new fruit of life in Christ Jesus coming to the forefront in each of our hearts and each of our lives. Thank you for restoring our marriages. Thank you for healing our children. Thank you, God, for bringing back to life that which seemed to be dead. Thank you, Lord, for giving us back that which we had lost. Thank you, Jesus, for doing miracles. And God Almighty, for opening our mouths to praise you, opening our lives to testify of you. We will not be silent. We will bring back what you do into the house of God for your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for this, Lord Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. We bless you tonight, and we praise you, for this is a moment. This is a divine moment in history. God, we know it. We believe it. We sense it in our heart, and we will not be left out. We will not be left behind. Nobody will be left behind. We will walk through the door into victory. We will sing about victory. We will talk of that victory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for victory. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for victory. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. What an hour to be alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Father, I simply proclaim a blessing. The blessing of Christ. The blessing of life. The blessing of fruit bearing. The blessing of freedom. The blessing of finances. The blessing of victory. The blessing of solid mental health. The blessing of a perspective and a future on life that puts a song in everyone's heart. I proclaim it. I pronounce it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Now, Lord, bring about a unity in this body that goes so beyond just words. Lord, let it be a love in the heart that only can be birthed of God. Break down all the barriers, all the suspicions, all the things of the past, all the grievances. Break it down, Lord, and make us one in Christ. Let there be one song, one voice, one heart, one spirit, one God, one body, one church. Lord, do a miracle tonight. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to have your heart one for another and for your kingdom. Oh, Jesus, until the trumpet sounds and takes us home, may we be salt and light everywhere we go. I'm asking you for a song that is birthed in heaven tonight. It can't come from men. It is not choreographed. It doesn't come from a musical instrument. It comes from God. It comes from the heart of God. And Father, I thank you for that song. My God, take us deeper and farther than we've ever gone before. Let the glory of the risen Jesus be ours in this church, oh God, and in every church in New York City that desires to walk with you. Let the glory of the Lord come into this city. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The waters of a hurricane covered much of this city. But God, we're asking now that the waters from the throne of God cover New York City and flow through our streets. Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, give drink to those that are thirsty. Give cleansing to those that are dirty. My God, my God, my God, let the name of Jesus be on everyone's lips in this city. Break the bondage of hell and let the victory of Christ be ours. Let it be everyone's in the city who wants it. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Glory to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so tonight we make a conscious choice and give you a shout of glory in this house. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the name of Jesus. Glory to what you will do in this city. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Bless your holy name, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your power. Thank you, God, for who you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, we ask you tonight to send us from this house in victory. Send us with a song into the streets and subways of this city, oh God. Oh, Jesus, let it be something of you that cannot be contained in these vessels. And Lord, we thank you for it with all our hearts, and we bless you in the mighty and holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'd like you tonight, as we dismiss, we're going to dismiss without music and singing. I'd like you to take a moment just to get to know somebody you don't know tonight. We are the body of Jesus Christ. Now, if it's just to say hi, that's fine. But just take a moment to talk to one another, and we'll see you on Friday night. God bless you.